remembrance what things soever you say unto us. We're so appreciative for the gift that we have in our apostle. We thank you for apostolic government, apostolic authority, and our ability to function in the apostolic and the prophetic, which will bring certain change to our lives. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 9. We'll talk about the Holy Spirit's work in revival. All right? It's important to know. Don't get so caught up with the outward manifestations. Get caught up with the one who's behind it all. Amen? Okay, read, sir.
The Holy Spirit's ministry will sometimes produce,
watch this, physical manifestation.
And reactions in people.
And reactions within people.
The physical manifestations. May be due to some aspects of human nature.
It may be due to some aspects of human nature.
And thereby carry psychological influences to it.
Every genuine manifestation of the Holy Spirit
can and will be encountered.
Did you hear that? Can and will be what? Counterfeited. Now this is chapter 9 of your book. Now watch this now. You got to know. Satan is a counterfeiter. Did you hear that? Satan is a what? He's not an originator. He's a counterfeiter. So we have to be aware that he tries to have a counterfeit for the authentic. Are you listening to me? Okay, read, sir.
When God gives physical manifestations, we should accept them from his hands.
We should accept them from God's hands.
But we should not make the mistake of glorifying them.
But we should not make the mistake of what?
Glorifying them.
Y'all understand? See, that's where people get hung up. Can I put it another way? Trying to put God in a box. Make God move in the same way all the time. Study the life in the ministry of Jesus, whose entire life was guided by the Holy Spirit. You remember what Acts 10:38 say? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, a man, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How was God with Jesus? How was God present with Jesus? We know that Jesus was God come in the flesh. Isn't that right? We know that. We know that Jesus was the Word incarnate. Do you understand that? The Word taking on flesh. But he did not operate in the earth realm as God. He operated in the earth realm as a man anointed by God. Are you listening? That's key. Because if we don't get this down, we will think we cannot do what he did. We cannot function as he functioned. Are you listening? See, he was anointed, smeared upon, rubbed upon with the Holy Ghost. So God was present with Jesus in the same way he's present with us. Watch what I'm going to say now, today. When Jesus left the earth realm and said, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. Oh, see, y'all, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. Right now, I'm with you. But when I'm coming back, I'm not coming to be with you, baby. I'm coming to get in you. Are you listening? So, Emmanuel, God with me. Holy Spirit, God is in me. Are you listening to me? See, this is the Holy Ghost revival. His manifestation. But we can't get so caught up with the manifestations that we don't get caught up with the one who's behind them. Everything that's going on in the earth realm today, from God's agenda, God's perspective, is being carried out by the Holy Ghost. For he speaks, watch what it says, son, John 16. You got to be a student of the Bible. You got to read the Bible. You got to load the software. If you load it, the Holy Spirit will bring it up to you. St. John 14, 15, and 16. Jesus told him, I got to go away. If I don't go, he not coming back. Who is he? Who is he? Another of the same sort or kind as I am. Are you listening? I'm coming back. Not a different me, but me. The same one who got in me and caused not only upon, within and upon. Are you listening? He will cause us to do the same thing. And that's really what true revival is all about. Because no revival can really break out without the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit can do a powerful work.
The Holy Spirit can do a powerful work.
Where there are no manifestations at all.
The Holy Spirit can do a powerful work where there's no outward manifestations at all. So guess where he's working at? On the inside. Come on, don't leave me hanging out here. Watch this. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, you read it down, but it say, for it was God who was in Christ. Who? It was who? Who was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world back to himself. Are you listening? How was God in Christ? In the person of the Holy Spirit. How is God in you? How is God in me? In the person of the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Are you listening? You don't know nothing about Christ until the Holy Spirit anointed him. The word Christ means the anointed one and his anointed. All right? Okay, read, sir.
God does not need manifestation.
God does not need manifestation.
In order to accomplish his purposes.
In order to accomplish his purposes.
But certainly allows them as wonders and signs.
But he certainly allows them as wonders and signs.
Of the working of the Spirit.
Of the working of the Spirit. Remember what Jesus said in his ministry? Remember I talked to y'all about the interview with Jesus? Oh, that's all right. You forget. Okay. We say Jesus did the first miracle in Cana of Galilee, turning water into wine. We say Jesus is the one who opened the eyes of the blind. We say Jesus made the lame walk. The dumb to speak and the deaf to hear. That's what we say. But that's not what he said. Now y'all don't want to talk, huh? I done messed with all your little theology. Jesus said, it is not me who do the work, but it is my Father in me. The words that I speak are not from me. It is my Father speaking. See, when we, are y'all going to go here? You want revival? You got to get the hell up on out the way. This ain't about you. This is about him. And John said, John the Baptist, the forerunner said, watch this. He must increase. I must decrease. He must increase, I must decrease. No man don't know anything except what was given to him from above. So who you bragging on? Read, sir.
One, four stages of the Holy Spirit's work.
There are four stages of the Holy Spirit's work.
A, being filled with the Spirit.
Number one, point A, is being what? Filled with the Spirit. It is imperative that every believer is what? Filled with the Spirit. You want to know how I know that? Because Jesus Christ chose 12 men, all right, and ordained them to be apostles, didn't he? Didn't he? He the one did that, right? But when he left and ascended into heaven, he left them with some direction. He said, don't you go out and do nothing. I know I've trained you. I know you went out in my name. I know you went out in my authority. But you ain't ready yet. You're not ready until the same one who equipped me comes down and equipped you. So how is it today in 2018 that people can think they can go out and have effective ministry without the power of the Holy Ghost? Your intellect cannot replace the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? Read, sir.
The first aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
The first aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
Is to fill the vessel.
Is to what? Fill the vessel. Yeah, hello. Fill me up till I what? Well, you ain't ready to spill out. So he, oh, come on now. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus says, St. John 7, chapter. You read it around the 35th verse on down. Are you listening? It's time for us to go into overflow. See? Read, sir.
God cannot work in a vessel.
God cannot work in a vessel.
That has not permitted entrance to the Holy Spirit.
That has not permitted entrance or entry by the Holy Spirit.
God will never violate our wills.
God will never violate our wills.
And therefore needs proper human response.
And that's why he needs proper what? Human response. Now, you see, you know, you take the first miracle that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. Pay attention in class. God be trying to show you something other than something you're reading and hearing somebody preaching about. Are you listening? Are you listening? Jesus' mom said, whatever he says to you, do it. Right? Now, what did Jesus say to them? Jesus said there were six water pots. How many? Six water pots that had stones in them. Huh? So you just think that just happened to be six water pots with stones in them? No. Let me give you a revelation. Let me open up your mind. Those six water pots stood for man. Six is the number of man. It was on the sixth day that God made man. Are you listening? When man fell, he left from a heart that was pliable to God to reasoning. He got a stony heart. Wanted to go his own way. Are you listening? It is not until you're filled with water. That's the word. That'll get you saved. Are you listening? Are you listening? The word of God. When you're born from above, it makes your heart pliable. Are you listening? But even though your heart is pliable, you cannot be usable till you get filled with some wine. Because wine make you speak what's in you. You don't want to talk. Negroes get bold when they got a little mad dog. Yeah, yeah, I know y'all think I'm not trying to be funny. But when you watch Peter, Peter was a coward until he was filled on the day of Pentecost. He said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Are you listening to me? See, that new wine got in him. And that's what we need to be full of, constantly being filled with new wine by praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
To be filled with the Spirit.
To be filled with the Spirit.
We need to fulfill the following requirements.
We need to fulfill the following requirements.
Responding rightly to the Holy Spirit.
We need to respond rightly to the Holy Spirit.
In and around us.
In and around us.
Draw near to God through spiritual ways.
We need to draw nigh or nearer to God by what? By what?
Spiritual
ways. I'm not asking because I didn't hear. I want them to repeat it. By spiritual ways. See, God is not a natural. God is a spirit. The Bible says the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9, read on down. Are you listening? Are you listening? We can't know God in the natural. We can't know God in the flesh. The flesh is an enemy of God. We can only know God by functioning in communion with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, sir.
Draw near to God through spiritual ways.
We draw near to God through spiritual ways.
As required by the word.
As required by the word.
Learn to shut the natural mind.
We got to learn to shut down this natural mind.
And stop the thoughts of the unrenewed mind.
And we must stop the thoughts of the unrenewed mind.
From crippling the full expression of the Holy Spirit within.
From crippling the full expression of the Holy Ghost, what? Within us. See, your mind. Now, see, an apostle right in class? Didn't he see everything surrounds his class? Huh? in apostolic government. Are you listening? The mind. See, we've been so focused on the spirit. Come on now. But it's not the spirit. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed. Be transformed. Your mind got to go through a change. Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Are you listening? See, the mind got to be engaged in God's work. So the mind got to have a word flush. Everybody want to die. See, this is not a quick, this is a process. Are you listening? Transformation is a what? It's a process. Oh, come on, you got born again, now you got to get your mind right. And how many times we tell people, get your mind right? Well, God telling us, get your mind right. How do you see things? What is your outlook? Do you see things from God's perspective? You cannot do that without a renewed mind, because you'll stay too much in the natural. You'll see what you shouldn't be seeing. See, we cannot function like God wants us to function till we see what God sees. No defeat in him. I don't care what you're going through. If you're with him, you will come out on the other side. Y'all don't want to go through nothing. I understand. Y'all want a testimony, but ain't been through nothing. Hello, somebody. God had a testimony. You know what God's testimony was? He raised up Jesus from the dead. Y'all, are you listening to me? I'm sure there were people when he died thought he was off. God left him. Y'all ain't talking to me. But Jesus said, I got power to lay it down and power to take it up. Everything going on wrong in your life is for God to get some glory. But he ain't gonna get no glory till you get your mind right. I love what I do. Go ahead on, sir.
Rising in our spirits and spontaneous worship.
Rising in our spirits and with spontaneous worship.
And communing with God through our spirit language.
And communing with God through our what?
Spirit.
Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying always. Praying always. Praying always. What all manner of prayer? Huh? With supplicate in the spirit. Are you listening? That's the key to your life. Praying in the spirit is the key to your life. Praying in the spirit is the key to my life. Are you listening? Praying in the spirit. The one thing the enemy don't want you to do. No wonder people don't want to be filled with the spirit. The enemy say, go ahead on. You can be born again, love God, have the fruit of the spirit. That's wonderful. But baby, if you're going to confront the enemy, you got to have some power. And I'm coaching. Power, power, Lord. But we don't need to be telling God, send the power. He say, you got the power. Click it on. Go ahead.
The need to intensify our hunger and thirst.
There's a need for us to intensify our hunger and our thirst.
Until such an infilling becomes inevitable.
Until such a filling becomes inevitable.
We allowing full expression of the Spirit.
We must allow the full expression of the Spirit.
The ability to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up within us.
That is the ability to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up within us.
And to quicken our mortal bodies is essential.
And to quicken our what? Mortal or death doomed bodies. I know y'all ain't ready for this. But most of the church world ain't ready for the apostolic and the prophetic. You won't know why? They have a certain train of thought, a certain paradigm that's been repeated from generation to generation. I know, y'all, hey. Last I checked, Jesus is the head of the church, which is his body. The last I checked, the Bible says that he must reign until every enemy is made his footstool. That's what the Bible says. Sickness, disease, it doesn't matter, it's all. Come on, stomp, all under your feet. Now watch what I'm about to say. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death itself. I know y'all ain't ready for this, but that's what the apostolic and prophetic gonna usher in. We're gonna conquer some enemies. Well, he is the head of his body. See, man does not understand fully what's all been put up under him. But God said all things have been put into subjection under man. Everything. Everything. Y'all not listening to me. How are we going to talk about the power of the resurrection? Where do you think that's going to come? When we get out of here? Hell to the no. We're supposed to be demonstrating that Jesus is alive here and now. How? With resurrection power. Where'd that come from? Who raised him from the dead? Who raised Jesus from the dead? Now y'all quiet. Y'all, I thought y'all were Bible students up here. God raised up Jesus from the dead. But how did he do it? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Same one that's quickening your mortal body. Not when you get to heaven, right here, right now. Read.
The anointing level increases.
The anointing level increases.
As he allows the Holy Spirit to have greater liberty.
As he allows the Holy Spirit to have greater liberty.
Within
us. Within us. Read.
The manifestation of the physical reactions.
The manifestations of the physical reactions.
To the heightened anointing.
To the heightened anointing.
When we allow the Holy Spirit to activate our spirit.
When we allow the Holy Spirit to activate our spirit.
With greater intensity.
With greater intensity.
Visions and prophecy.
Visions and prophecy.
Sprang forth from our lips.
Sprang forth from our what? Now, you heard Apostle mention this in class. But everywhere in the Bible where people were filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what the next thing they did? They prophesied. Welcome to the apostolic. Prophecy ain't something you got to be waiting on. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to prophesy. Because prophecy is a divine utterance that comes from God, and no divine utterance can come from God without the agent of the Holy Ghost. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to have a real apostle in your life. He ain't playing with no devil. Did you hear when apostles say, you speak as God, Jesus. God put words in your mouth and say, when I give you words to speak, now you speak as I'm speaking. Don't worry about the enemy. The enemy didn't hear you. He heard me. Read.
Our activated spirits.
Our activated spirits.
Releases a new level of inspiration and strength.
Releases a new inspiration of what?
A new level of
inspiration. A new level of inspiration and strength. Go ahead, sir.
The grace of yielding. The grace of yielding.
The grace of yielding.
Allows greater manifestations.
Allows greater manifestations.
Of the Holy Spirit's presence into our lives.
Of the Holy Spirit's presence where? Into our lives. So yielding means to do what? Give the right of way. Come on now, you when you driving on the interstate, ain't nobody yield out you. Yeah, y'all know. Ain't too much yielding going in this city. You better know how to drive in this city. And when you go to Houston, you better have three golden IDs. Because, you know, right of the way is who driving the fastest. All right, I'm just trying to help y'all while I'm here. But to yield to the Holy Ghost means I'm going to give you the right of way. Now, my mind got to be engaged in that. Go ahead, sir.
See, progressively developing the gifts.
We must progressively develop the gifts. Go ahead.
Acts. 2 and 4.
All right. Acts 2:4. Go ahead.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
And began to speak with other tongues.
And they began to speak with other tongues.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
As the Spirit did what? As the Spirit gave them what? As the Spirit gave them what? All right. So, see, we can't teach nobody to pray in another language. That's got to come from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, sir.
When the Holy Spirit fills us.
When the Holy Spirit fills us.
There will be manifestations.
There will be manifestations.
Gifts and enabling that will take place.
And gifts and enablings that will take place.
Example, many who are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
For example, many that are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Only speak.
They only speak.
A one syllable tongue language.
A one what? Syllable tongue language. Now, I got to say something because see, See, now pay attention to what I'm about to say. I'm not going to contradict the altar, but I'm trying to teach you something. Are you listening? See, oftentimes when people are filled with the Spirit, sometimes they'll just come up with one little syllable. But you know why they stop? Because it don't sound like nothing. Mind get in the way. They all don't want to talk to me. Probably got in your way. Are you listening? Depends on how you were trained and taught. But I have seen God with my own eyes. And in many times, many, many, many times, I have laid hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit, and they come up with a full-blown language. Are you listening? But not every time. But the reason that the author is using this example is because you can start off with the one word, but you got to develop it. How do you develop it? Keep saying that one word. Get down there. You heard yourself when you first said it? Then you don't have to activate it. Just you understand what I'm saying. When you speak in tongues, your mind, you listening? So, amen. I heard that, so I can start right there when I need to. I don't need to go make nothing up. I heard that the first time he told me. Now, if I connect to that, he can give me some more. That's not teaching you to pray in tongues. That's giving you some common sense. You have a spirit language and you have your natural language. I don't need to keep telling you, you speak English. Amen. And when you cuss, don't tell me that's French, because I don't know French. Go ahead.
Many who are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Many who are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Only speak a one-syllable tongue language.
They only speak a one-syllable tongue language.
This must be developed until it becomes a full, mature language.
This must be developed until it becomes a what? Full, mature language. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more you're going to enjoy it. And the better it gets. And it seems like the more dialects you speak in, are you listening? And I don't know about you, but it ain't no can't stop. It's don't won't stop. I know it's not can't stop, because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Amen. If there's no interpreter, the Bible tells you, keep it to yourself. Speak silently. Hello. This Bible. All right, go ahead. Only with a complete language
can there be meaningful communication with God.
Only with a complete language can there be communication with God. Speaking in tongues is not just speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues and other tongues, a language not known to you, is direct communication between your spirit and your Father. And how in the world are you going to tell me you can go without talking to him? Go ahead, sir.
Full expression of our spirit are only possible.
Full expressions of our spirit are only possible.
If we develop the spirit language given to us.
If we develop the spirit language given to us. See, I'm a Kojic boy. When I got filled with the Holy Spirit, or when anyone in the Kojic ministry was filled with the Holy Spirit, once you got filled, they say, that's it. Are you listening? It wasn't until I came amongst the charismatics that I understood that you could pray in the spirit. Are you listening? The only time we did anything in the spirit in the Kojic church is when people got happy. Oh, and I see, I ain't putting nobody down. I'm just telling y'all the way it is. Ain't nobody knew nothing about praying in the spirit. Are you listening? We prayed more in the natural. Are you listening? But you got to build up yourself on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14 say, I will pray with my understanding. That's English. That's in the language known to you. Huh? But I will pray with my spirit also. Are you listening? See, when I pray with my understanding, that's my mind. Are you listening? But when I pray with my spirit, that's my spirit is getting a language from the Holy Spirit. Now, I need the help of the Holy Spirit to help me to interpret what I'm praying. I didn't say translate. I say interpret. Are you listening? It's tongues and interpretation, not tongues and translation. Y'all understand? You can interpret what the Spirit is saying. Are you listening? It's not a word-for-word translation. It's an interpretation of what the Spirit is saying to the church. Go ahead, sir.
If we develop those gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
If we develop the gifts and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
And take them to maturity.
And take them to maturity.
We will fully realize the purpose of God for them.
We will fully realize the purpose of God for those gifts. And it is not to bring attention unto ourselves. It is to magnify God, to edify exhort and comfort his church. The gifts, are you listening? Is not to magnify us. Are you listening? They manifest as he will. And you have access to all of them. Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
Be not becoming indulgent and losing focus.
We must not become indulgent and lose focus. Go ahead.
We can become indulgent in manifestations.
We can become indulgent in the physical manifestations.
Themselves.
Themselves.
And forget the central. The central.
And forget the. And forget the centrality
of the Holy Spirit work in us.
Of the Holy Spirit work where at? Yeah. See, the Holy Spirit is like a termite. He's working on the inside. Are you listening? Huh? He working, baby. He working. They got termites in the wall? Huh? You don't have to know they're back there. Huh? You don't have to. Don't spray. Are you listening? See, the Holy Spirit is an inner work. We get so caught up with physical outward things. See, some manifestations a person can do to draw attention to themselves. So that's why you can't get so caught up on a manifestation. You got to get caught up on the inner work, which is about maturity. Go ahead.
The purpose of these gifts and manifestations.
The purpose of these gifts and manifestations.
Is not for self-indulgence.
It's not for self-indulgence.
The Bible declares that the gifts in a man.
The Bible declares that the gifts in a man.
Makes room for him.
Makes room for him.
And brings him before great men.
And brings him before what? Great men. See, not only do your monetary gift do that, because that talks about that part too. Are you listening? It talks, oh yeah, I know y'all don't hear that, but it talks about that. Monetary gift make room for you. Amen. How do you think people who have an American Express card have so many privileges? Oh, now see, y'all don't want to talk. American Express is just not a credit card, baby. It's a whole, they got so many things connected to American Express, car rentals, hotels, air, all of it. Are you listening? So when you're broke, you don't understand this. Because them cards have privileges, baby. You get to have flight that you don't pay for. You get to go get a car. What you mean when I say you didn't pay for it? No, because you have got with the union, if you want to put it that way. Huh? There are benefits. That's all I'm saying. Benefits. Go ahead, sir.
The desire of God is to equip us with his power and gifts.
To equip us with his power and gifts.
To make us more effective in touching.
To make us more effective in touching.
Impacting and influencing. The lives of others.
The lives of others. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what this is all about. There's no greater joy than to see God turn somebody's life around. But here's the key. The Holy Spirit got the answer to everybody's issue. What I said? The Holy Spirit has the answer to everybody's issue. So why we get so caught up with issues? I don't need to worry about your problem. Holy Spirit, what's the answer? What's the master key to unlock that person? Yeah, they like smoking reefer, snorting coke. Hello. I mean, y'all might as well deal with it. Smoking reefer in this generation, weed, that is, marijuana. All right. It's all up in the church. Hello, somebody. Young folks. Hello, adults. Hi. Why? Because it's recreational. Are you listening? It's not, even though it's unlawful in some states, it's being legalized in so many places, and ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, they want an experience that the Holy Ghost can give. No substitute for getting high in the Holy Ghost. See that? I see. Huh? That's right. Don't, you don't have to go with me. All right? But there's a high in the Holy Ghost that cannot be replaced with drugs. Go ahead, sir.
To use these spiritual gifts and manifestation.
To firstly do a deeper work within.
Make us more yielding and more sensitive to him.
Go ahead.
Secondly, to touch others and reconcile them to God.
Stay tuned the next time. Y'all read chapter 9. Should almost be finished.